Supreme Master Chinhai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Mostly women wear makeup and beautiful clothes when they go out and see somebody else that they have nothing to do with. And their husband, the most intimate, the most important person in their life, they neglect. And then blame him for going out for dinner, eating in another restaurant. Understand? Therefore, it's not very important to be married or what. But because you're already married, and if you complain that your husband is unfaithful, then you have to check your appearance. Understand?
Are you unfaithful because of why?
Yes. That I believe. Sometimes we women are dominating. Yes, domineering. And hard to please. Yes. Also, we forget that after marriage, just think, okay, I got him, that's it. Now he won't go anywhere, I caught him. And then finish, you know? You have to take care of your husband after marriage, more than before. Because now he's yours. Before, you don't care. Maybe he might go to somewhere else or marry someone else. But now you have him. Whatever you have, you must take care. Yeah? Otherwise, you lose it. Yeah, that's the law. Because whatever you don't appreciate, God will take it. Or if you don't know how to use it, or you don't appreciate it, God will think, okay, you don't like it, I take it to give it to someone else who likes it better. Right. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, most people believe that after marriage, women don't need to take care of themselves anymore is wrong. And if you practice and you don't take care of yourself, it's also wrong because you will be unsuccessful in your business, unsuccessful in your marriage, and your life will be a misery, unless you want to become a nun. Right, brother? Yes. It's okay if you are alone, but if you have children, then you also have a duty to the children to take care of your marriage, right? Also, a duty to your husband, because you make him unfaithful. That's very uncomfortable for him, also. Because most husbands respect and love their wife, believe it or not. It's very uncomfortable for a husband to walk out and have an affair with another woman. It is not his very deep, heartfelt desire at all. Is that not so? All the men here answer me? Yeah? Yes. It's true. So lately I put on some makeup. Just to let you know, this lipstick will not cover your Buddha's light. Will not alter your inner state of enlightenment. And just do your duty. Use whatever God gives you to beautify the world and to beautify your life. But don't get attached to it and don't look upon these things as important. If you put on makeup, then put it on. If you don't, you don't. Understand? There's no difference within. Once you have graduated as a doctor, whether you wear rags or you wear a beautiful vestment, it makes no difference to your inner knowledge and position, right? Yes. But as a doctor, of course, it's preferable that you would wear clean clothes and neat so that people have more excuse to respect you. And it's easier in the connection or transaction, talking with each other, making both feel easy. We don't need to be ugly to be a Buddha. To become an ugly Buddha is also very ugly. You see, before I became a nun, yeah? Oh, my God. How many people don't understand English? 不懂英文举手，赶快。 好，你们赶快跑到那个角落那边去，同翻译给他们听，快点。同 they're very good translators. 赶快去，赶快去，角落那里，快哈。 And the English speaking, please move closer here and give the Chinese a quarter, please. Do we still have time to talk?
Yes.
Until when?
11.
Oh, very good. Now I spoil you with all this mundane business. 快快，你们中国人赶快过去哈！对不起，我不能一次讲两个语言，因为它太浪费时间了。这样可以吗？你们谅解我哈？谅解，多谢。 English, please move up to here. And brother, are you comfortable? You may sit on the chair. Okay, all right. You can sit here if you want, huh? Okay. Now, English-speaking people, move in. Otherwise, you will get disturbed by the translation. That's all. Move. 中国人都到那个右面角落那边去听翻译。同你用 microphone 翻译给他们听。Okay, 我们刚才讲什么？ What did we say now? Do you still want to hear about that subject or not? Yeah, before, you see, before I became a nun. It's just my fate in this life that I had to be at that time, doing that kind of job, okay? All right, but that's finished. I'm not finished inside, only outside, okay? Now, why did I become a nun, shave my head, and not put on makeup like before? Just because for me, makeup or no makeup is not important. But now, because I'm doing this job, I realize that many people are misled by their outer appearance. And some people think if they get initiation with me, they have to forsake their husband and don't ever put makeup on again and don't do anything at all. And then their life will be misery. And then their husbands don't like them, thinking they become different or don't like them or want to become a nun next. Most of the men who have women initiated by me keep giving their wives a hard time because suddenly they have become different. Vegan, he can tolerate. But then no makeup, no more jewelry, no clothes. No beautiful clothes. And then what next? They worry that their wife will leave the house, leave the children, and become a nun like me. And then many letters and all these complaints and so much trouble. So I change. If I have to forsake my family and wear rags for you, then I do it. But if I have to forsake the rags again for you, then I forsake it. Understand? The rags and the golden carpet are equally worldly things. To cling to one or another is the same bondage. Understand? Therefore, I'm happy that you understand this. Yes. And I think I'm in more of a position feeling closer to you. You feel closer to me this way, so you can entrust me with many of your personal problems. Personal problems, family problems, don't seem to belong to the spiritual field, but they do. They do. Because what is the good to you of me teaching you, doing meditation and becoming Buddha, while your life is in misery, your husband is in trouble, yeah, and lonely, and your children are feeling unhappy because of the split, disputed family. And I want to bring heaven to you now, not hell. Yes. Therefore, everything you can use in this world to make your life better, to beautify your surroundings, and to consolidate your marriage, then please use them. Use them, not be bound by them. Just use them. Yes. 传传传. 哎，对对.
Master, want to talk Mandarin or English?
Up to you.
Up to me.
Maybe English.
Speaker, I talk.
Huh?
My voice is quite different.
Never mind.
So some a bit nervous.
Why?
Because I never talk speaker before.
You never talk with me before?
No, the speaker, from the speaker before.
Microphone. Microphone. Okay. You speak in Mandarin or English as you feel comfortable with.
Okay. I use English. Yeah.
Is that English you speak? Are you sure? All right. Okay.
Tonight, I just want to tell not a story. It's a thing that happened in my friend's life. I know my friend about 7 years. But the thing has happened about 10 years. Every night, when he sleep, about midnight, he know that a girl calling up and want to talk to him. No.
Midnight?
Midnight.
Phone, a girl phone him.
No. Come to his room.
Oh.
But the girl cannot see you. No. He's an invisible one.
Invisible being. Okay.
So he thought that at first, he thought that it's his mother or sister.
Understand.
But he can feel it. His girl holding him to talk, have a nice talk like this. But he cannot understand the girl. No. When he know that somebody talk to him, like it's a human or what, he still can understand. No. But the girl talk to him, that you know what English he use or what word he use. But he try to communicate with the girl, but he cannot get. Why is it a ghost or something else?
Why you ask me? Why don't you ask him?
That's why he at night phone to me, like, tell me. But I feel very... Because midnight you tell me about this sort of thing. Then people also feel scared. No?
Huh? Feel scared, huh? You sleep with him?
No, I never sleep with him.
I mean, in the same room?
No.
No.
He phone to me at night. My friend phone to me.
Uh-huh.
And then tell
Every
me,
midnight
say,
he tell you this.
Want to call him up and talk to him.
Why doesn't he call up his mother and brother and talk about it?
At first, he tell me, say that, yeah, he got brother.
So what do you want me to do now?
I want to know that this thing is...
there are such things.
In this world.
There's some restless astral people trying to make jokes. Sometimes they have nothing to do, just like some people on Earth, they have no job, so they go around making trouble.
But this is not a joke, no?
Not a joke. No. Okay, next one. Anything else? So what do you want me to do? Okay, it's a ghost, so what now?
Can we meditate, no? Can you meditate soon, and communicate with her? No?
He or you?
He.
Where is he?
He's not beside me.
Beside?
He's very shy type, because until now, still have no girlfriend.
Very shy? Very shy you don't look at people. What for? He has enough problem already without you ghosts. Okay. Yeah, sure. Is he on meditation now?
Yeah.
Okay, then he will probably feel better.
Oh.
And the girl will meditate with him. And become a better ghost. All right? Oh. We must feel love for all beings, okay? Oh. And then you may have some of my teachings running in the background while you meditate. Yeah, that's also educating her. Then she will be peaceful and she will leave you. All right? Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.